Do you want to speak more about Adi, Rebecca? I think at one point, I was asking Adi about this, the difference between Chittaluega and Adi Rebecca, and I, for some reason, I could be mistaken, but the sense was that, like what you just said, Chittaluega is more related to Samadhi, whereas Adi Rebecca is more connected with wisdom?
Yeah.
And but what's the difference in the experience?
Difference in experience is that, say, Chitta Viveka is easily shaken. Upadhi Viveka is more transportable. I mean, you can carry it with you. Whereas oftentimes, Chitta Viveka is dependent on conditions being suitable for us. And of course, there is an interaction between the two, but in as broad brush, that's what. So upadhi means, say literally, is what is it? Upadhi is the basis of attachment. So the upan, it's the basis of attachment. So that five khandhas, that seeing. Seeing and understanding and internalizing that impermanent, unsatisfactory, non-self nature of the five khandhas. Parva Hawe Pancha Khandha, what we chanted this morning. These five khandhas, these five aggregates are a burden. To react to a burden with aversion, or fear, or oppression is dukkha. To see the limitation of it and relinquish it with clarity and compassion, that's upadhi viveka.
Would it be true to say that chitta viveka is like sort of the temporary stilling of the deep places, and upadhi viveka is permanent liberation?
Yeah. It's certainly more on that flavor, on that end of the scale. Because there's also insights into upadhi viveka that one has. One has to keep reflecting and investigating so that upadhi viveka really stabilizes itself.